Noon. Thank you, Madam Moderator. Panama is firmly committed to the decade of persons with of African descent, and as such, we have supported the establishment of the National Secretariat for Affairs of Persons of African Descent as an autonomous body. We have recently carried out a census with 31.5% of the population self-identifying as persons of African descent. The establishment of the Afro-descendant variable has also been included in the health system. We have also set up a master plan for persons of African descent for the period 2022-2030 to pinpoint the most pressing challenges faced by the Afro-descendant population in Panama in order to establish a set of priorities to bring about transformative positive change for those persons in terms of economics and the environment, inter alia. Globally, significant progress has been made in implementing the program of activities under the decade. That said, racial discrimination and racism, including systemic and structural racism, are very present in the lives of people of African descent, particularly women, children, and young people. Together with the climate crisis, health emergencies, and the racist algorithms that have emerged out of AI, we see a hampering of the ability to fully enjoy all human rights by this group. As such, we urge the UN Human Rights Council and the General Assembly to adopt the second decade for people of African descent, 2025-2034, and in so doing, pursue the roadmap to enable us to overcome the legacy of slavery and colonialism and achieve a transformative change to the benefit of justice and racial equality, allowing participation and leadership by people of African descent. I thank you.